Yes, welcome to the Game Eggs Podcast. This is episode 208 of the official game podcast of BrooklynKing.com. And today is January 30th, June 30th, 2013. And I am your host, Brooklyn, coming to you live from ATL, USA. And we have Scatino, a.k.a. Scat Lover, coming to you live from Manchester, UK.
What up?
Yes. So, and we are back. So, the podcast that almost didn't happen. I was just so caught up actually working on the site, Expo server. So yesterday I was like, you know, I've had a few people on the site mention, why is the site slow? Like, yo, the site's chugging. So I've made some kind of other like little tweaks to it to kind of get it a little faster, but yesterday I was like, you know what, let me just go ahead and just, you know, really just look into this and try to get this shit working right and fast, because on the internet, if it's not fast, man, you know,
yeah,
there's a million other places you could go, and we're all impatient people. So ended up having to like revamp, reinstall all of this stuff on the server. Like literally I had to reinstall all of the software that runs the site, upgraded everything. And the funny thing about when you upgrade shit is that some old code just doesn't work anymore, because, you know, they move on and deprecate older functions, and so it was just a bitch. So I had got it working really fast yesterday, and I was like, let me just make this one little tweak to the server, and it crashed, and the shit would not come back up. Like, like, it was literally, I was like celebrating, because I was like, yo, this shit is fast as hell. And I was like, let me make this one tweak to make it just perfect. And then it just didn't, it would not respond. I couldn't even redo it. The server was just like, it just shit the bed. It was like, you know what, no, I'm just not gonna do it. So I was up to like 5 in the morning, 4:30, trying to work. Because the thing about it is that once you start to compile the code, it takes like 40 minutes or 30 minutes for the server to like install the scripts. And it's crazy. You have to basically make some changes, sit there for like 30 to 40 minutes while the server, runs the scripts to install everything. And then you test it. And then if there's like one mistake, you have to redo it over. So, 5 tries is 5 hours, pretty much, you know what I mean? It's kind of one of those crazy things where it just takes forever. So, but, and in the meantime, of course, since there's no software to run this pages, serve the pages, there's nothing to see. So it's basically like a big ass directory, and people are like clicking on URLs and just giving them files, like, hey, oh, you want to see this file? Here you go. Fuck showing you what the file wants, you know, is supposed to render. And, you know, it's kind of funny and horrible at the same time. So, but now I think it's fast as hell. Like, I don't think it's been this fast ever. But let's see how it holds up. It's one of those things where it's like, let's see, you know, and like, you kind of got to test it out over the course of a few days to see how it holds up. But it's, to me, it's like, speed-wise, it's really good. So I'm running off a lot and a lot of sleep, so I chose not to partake in some drink right now, because I might fall asleep on y'all. I was like, if I drink during this podcast, I might not be up during this podcast, like, halfway through. So, yeah, man, but luckily before that I got to play, you know, some stuff, and honestly during this time I was playing that Muramasa Rebirth game on Vita, and during some of this work I was able to beat Hotline Miami and I wrote my review and all that. So some stuff was actually, you know, actually did come out of it, so it wasn't a big total like waste or whatever. So yeah, man, What's been going on with you, man?
Machinima partnership has actually gone live now on YouTube, so I'm really excited about that. Just because of the fact it got delayed a few months ago because I had some bullshit community strike on my account, but that's all been resolved now, so I'm an official partner with Machinima. And I've also been giving that live streaming shit a go. I was live streaming to YouTube earlier on, playing Dark Souls, and the quality of the playback and everything I was getting was a lot better than what I was getting using Twitch.
Right.
So that was dope because Mad Dragon was in the live stream as well, so obviously he seen how it was when I was live streaming through Twitch, and he said it's a lot better with practically no lag on the YouTube one, so I was happy with that.
Yeah, but YouTube could kiss my ass as far as streaming goes. Like, they, like, honestly, in terms of features, they just don't have it, man. And, like, I was reading up on that yesterday, actually, like, in terms of, like, you know, how this is all going to shake out, you know, because Sony has the partnership with Ustream, which is sucks, and then Microsoft has the partnership with Twitch. And YouTube, nobody's fucking with YouTube as far as we know, because YouTube doesn't really, they haven't really put any effort into their streaming stuff. Like, they're even, you know, not even letting, you have to, you know, they're like really kind of like giving out invites really slowly and testing it really slowly. And so, you know, I think Twitch is the best out of the bunch. Ustream sucks just because you don't have that, like, game. You can't sort by game. Like, for example, on Twitch, if I want to see people who are playing, you know, the Injustice game or whatever, I can just click on Injustice and see all of the streams about Injustice, you know? It's just way easier that way. And YouTube and Ustream, I mean, YouTube, if I search for Injustice, I'm going to get every video in the world about Injustice, right? Because, like, it's all together. But in Ustream, this shit is just not pretty. Like, you know what I mean? And we all saw what happened with the Nintendo stream. Like, that was a fucking disaster. The Nintendo Direct during E3. So it's kind of a, like, I really hope that PlayStation goes Twitch, because of the three, I think they got the best service, you know what I mean? Or at least allows you to. I don't know. I have a sneaking suspicion that I'm going to end up using my own PC to stream, even though these consoles have streaming built in, because I can't really allow myself to believe that those the PS4 and the Xbox 360, the Xbox One is going to have enough settings and all of that stuff and allow you to record the lengths of gameplay that I'm going to want to do, like, at the quality.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna... I think there's definitely going to be some sort of limitation to it.
Yeah, so it just sucks that, you know, Xbox is going to have that feature. I'm not really going to get one at launch. And that's where all the gamers are, you know, watching stuff, you know, like, streaming. So, I don't know, you know. It would be cool if YouTube got it together, but I don't see that happening, because they're not really as, like, the market percentage of people who are going to stream versus people who are just going to put up videos is just, it's like 2% versus 98%, you know. As far as their priority is concerned, you know. So that's kind of sucky. I don't know. I'll mess with it more once they let me get into it, but I can't see it being more user-friendly than Twitch. Like, that shit is just so awesome. But I wonder why it shows better on Ustream on YouTube than it does Ustream. I mean, because essentially it's the same. Lag is not determined by... Is it determined by the... Well, maybe the proximity of the servers, maybe. I guess,
possibly.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, the way I was streaming to Twitch is the exact same way I was streaming to YouTube, because I do it through the the Elgato capture card.
Mm-hmm.
So that has the live streaming feature. But yeah, it was butter earlier on when I was doing it to YouTube. But the Twitch one, it was, you know, quite choppy, you know, the quality of it as well, even when it was supposed to have been in like 720p, wasn't very good.
That's weird. But
by all accounts, the YouTube one was a lot better, so.
I know in the OBS Twitch settings, you could set what servers you want to run with. Like, so, like, obviously, I'd pick one on, like, for me, I pick stuff on the East Coast because it's closer, so I don't know if you have that option in your capture card, but I know in the system I use, they allow you to do that for all of the ones that allow that, you know?
Yeah.
That might help. I don't know. I think that whole, I'm trying not to get hyped about none of that stuff within the system anyway, because, like I said, I don't know if it's going to be enough of a big deal for these companies to make those feature sets as robust as you know, we want them to be, because we're the minority. Most people are just playing games. They're not, like, recording it.
That's true.
So, I don't know. I'm just keeping low expectations. I hope they, like, prove me wrong, though. And I hope that PlayStation kind of lets you choose a service, you know, YouTube or Twitch. That would be ideal. You know? Or maybe Ustream or Twitch upgrades their servers by the time the console launches. You know, they kind of, like, roll out some updates. That would be cool, too. So, I know Ustream has the Sony logo on the bottom of their site, so that's kind of bugged out. So I don't know if Twitch is going to even... That makes me not feel so great about other systems being able to stream through them. But damn, man. That Nintendo shit. Anyway. But yeah, streaming is fun, man. It's fun just watching the shit you play, and it's just easier to stream it than it is to, like, record and edit and all that stuff.
I had a lot of fun earlier on. I mean, I ended up playing Dark Souls for 3 hours straight on the stream. you know? So, definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's an art form. Definitely. So, yeah, man. So, let's get into the show. We have The Last of Us, I guess. We can do last after us because, you know, that game's been out. And Muramasa Rebirth, got that for Vita. And Hotline Miami, got that for Vita. And what else is out? What else is going on in the world of games? Like,
Nothing much, really. I think that bit of a lull now until like August, September,
right,
when any more like big releases start coming out. So we're kind of hitting that point now, the slow summer months.
Right. I guess at least the next, until September, right?
Yeah.
Because that's when, you know, games start to drop again. I think there's the Batman
game and all
that stuff.
I think in terms of big console games, between now and the launch of these new consoles, I think the only one I'm really looking forward to is GTA 5. I think that's probably the biggest game on the horizon for like PS3 and 360. So
yeah, when does that come out again?
That comes out September.
Oh yeah, September. Yeah, September is when it starts.
I mean, like games that I'm looking forward to. Like, you know, the new FIFA, Diablo 3. All them kind of games, they're coming to PS4 anyway, so I'm just gonna wait and get them on that console instead.
I think I might wait and get GTA on that too. I really hope Redbox get GTA 5 because I have a sneaking suspicion that game is gonna be a disappointment. Like, just because, like, it's gonna come out on PS3 and 360, and it's an open world game, and then like a month later, they're gonna drop like the new systems that's gonna have like 1080p.
Exactly. I mean, that's the only thing
that shit is hilarious. It's perfect for them.
The thing I'm looking forward to is the fact that I think the scope of that game is just it's too much for these consoles to handle. I mean, they had a hard time handling Red Dead and GTA 4.
That's what I'm saying.
GTA 5 is bigger in scope than both of them games put together, and I'm like...
Yeah, like, but that doesn't say anything to me. Like, oh, the world is bigger means nothing, because honestly, as big as GTA 4 was, it wasn't, like, that much fun shit to do in the world. Like, in terms of, like, going to play pool, okay, that's cool, but, like, I don't need more things. I need better things. Like, I'd rather them just put the same size world, but better, like, just better stuff, or more stuff to do. I don't need a bigger world. I just need quality missions and quality things to do in the smaller world. Like, GTA 5, I mean, 4's map was plenty big. I mean, Saints Row the third, that map is plenty big. Like, that's just a bullet point, man. Like, I don't know, man. I'm skeptical. I'm not going to jump head over heels for a game that is already outdated in terms of technical shit, you know? Mm. So, we'll see. It's smart of them to drop that before the new consoles, though, you know? Because they're going to make all of their money, and then... You know what I mean? People are going to play it for a month, and then next thing you know, they're going to be playing a new console, like... 30 days later, so... and I don't know. I have a suspicion that they're going to re-release it on the new consoles as, like, some complete edition, or...
I think they should, though. Yeah. I think they definitely should. You know?
GTA... HD edition, or some dumb shit they're going to say. Knife in your back edition. GTA shanking our fans edition and shit. So I don't know. I hope Redbox gets it so I don't have to pay 60, but I might cave, which I usually do with GTA games, only to regret it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I just, both Rockstar games,
right? At least they have good high resale value. I mean, just playing Hotline Miami just made me realize how Chinatown Wars could have been so much better than it was, because really, Hotline Miami feels like a Chinatown, like better Chinatown Wars. And I saw somebody posted that today, and I was like, yep, that's a brilliant assessment that I hadn't really realized. Like, they're both top-down games, and Hotline Miami has that rock star vibe to it. I don't know. We'll see. I'm curious. That comes out September. A lot of stuff comes out September. Doesn't Rayman Origins come out in September? Rayman Legends and Killzone Mercenary? Comes late September, right? I believe so. September starts the madness. I believe so. Yeah, because I believe GTA comes out the week... Let's see. I'll go on Amazon. I have all that shit pre-ordered. Let's see. All these Vita games is coming out. But I've been playing that Muramasa Demon Rebirth. Sorry, Demon Blade is the Wii version. Okay, so September 10th is Killzone Mercenaries. And then September 3rd is Rayman Legends. So when is GTA coming out?
September.
September what?
I don't know the exact date.
I think they moved Killzone Mercenary up a date a week before GTA, right? Because remember, they weren't going to drop on the same day. So I'm guessing it comes out September 22nd or something like that. You know. Battlefield comes out in October 29th. Killzone, who knows when that Shadowfall comes out. Batman Origins, October 25th. Yeez comes out November 19th of the games that I have pre-ordered. I don't know. But Muramasa, man. Oh, man. That game looks gorgeous. That game looks so gorgeous. Oh, my God. It's, like, such a well... It's a perfect fit for Vita, man. Like, it's, like, the music, the visuals. It has that water, that painted backgrounds, and, like, they have all that parallax scrolling stuff going on with the layers in the background. It's pretty fresh. Like, the writing is way better than the Wii version. They really... The actual translation is so much better and actually kind of clever this time. So, yeah, man, I've been playing it and having a lot of fun with it, and I highly recommend it. You know, it's an action RPG-ish kind of game where you level up swords and can choose different swords you want to use, and you get items, healing items, and stat boosting items, and you can like cook to make healing items and to boost your stats, and it's cool. I like it. I've been having fun. It's really relaxing.
I played it when it was on the Wii, and every time I played it, I just kept wanting it to be in HD.
Right.
That's like the thought that just kept going through my head.
And you know, the Wii version had that stupid press up to jump mechanic or whatever setting that you couldn't change.
Yeah. And
this with the jump button as X is perfect. Like, they really, really hooked it up. And you could actually customize the controls. So, you know, if you kind of want to, you can kind of do what you want to do with the buttons, which every game should have by default. So yeah, it's pretty dope. It's pretty dope. I think I played like 4 hours already, 3 or 4 hours. And it's like two different characters. You can go through their storylines, and I think they diverge somehow. I'm not sure. I never did get that far into it. I think I played like 3 hours of the Wii version and then just said fuck it. The combat is pretty cool. I don't know what else to say about it. The combat is actually pretty fun, and there's a lot of tools for you to use. You can button mash, but if you really wanted to kind of get stylish and go for like no hit, you know, it's like an RPG where you're walking through the environment or through the map, and all of a sudden you get rushed, and then you have to like clear the screen. But you kind of start to want to go for the no hit kills or whatever. And that kind of keeps, you know, my attention at least. So yeah, I'd say it's a winner. Definitely worth the money. And it looks like they're gonna have like these like indie games coming out for Vita, seeming to pick up in terms of releases. Like, they, you know, they drop this game, they drop Hotline Miami, then they drop this Muramasa, and then, you know, they also still have like Terraria and a bunch of other indie games that some of them are really interesting looking that are gonna come out between now and the end of the year. And then, you know, with the other full releases, I think if they can keep up this kind of momentum, man, they can, you know, if they could announce a price drop or memory. Oh, I heard a rumor about the memory cards. They're going to do 64 gigabyte.
Yeah.
So who knows what that's going to be like.
I know, but again, with the memory cards, you know, it's so expensive. That's my problem with them memory cards. They're expensive.
Yeah, my problem is just that they don't have big enough memory cards. You know, like, I'd pay $100 for a 64 megabyte. I wouldn't like it, but I'm not going to lie. Like, I wouldn't sell my 32 gigabyte for $50, you know, to buy the bigger one. Because just the having all of my shit at one time is just awesome.
Mm.
But, yeah, they really need to... They have to know that, right? They have to know that they need to drop the price of it, and that they have to, you know, come up with a bigger size. Because that's just hurting their own sales. Like, I don't know. They can't be that clueless. I wonder why it is.
You'd think.
Right. But all of the smaller sizes have been going on sale. I've seen tons of sales for the 8 gigabytes and the 4, so I think they're just clearing those out because they're going to discontinue those. As they should, like...
Fit shit on them anyway.
You can't fit shit on a 4, like... So... you know. They said that they're going to announce some stuff at Gamescom. So... Gamescom is going to be...
Well, they said that Gamescom was going to be Vita-centric, didn't they?
Right.
Because obviously the PS4 was in the spotlight at E3, so they did say there's going to be a lot more stuff about Vita at Gamescom. So I hope so.
That's in August. That's the end of next month. So we have, like... 2 months to hear about that shit. It would be smart. I mean, it would be really smart for them to, like, knock $50 off the price of a Vita and introduce a bigger memory card size and to drop memory card prices. Like, to really get this, them holiday sales, man, that would be awesome. I mean, I'd buy one. Everybody would buy a bigger memory card if it was a decent price. Like, come on, man. They gotta know to look at the bigger picture here. Look at the bigger picture.
Definitely.
Yup. Steam has... Amazon has Max Payne 3 Complete Edition with L.A. Noire Complete Edition for $20.
Wow.
That's crazy. Or you can get... Max Payne 3, Grand Theft Auto 4, and L.A. Noire for $20, $19.99. Crazy.
That's a good deal.
Damn, man. It pays to not buy shit when it comes out.
No.
It's like, there's no incentive to be buying shit when it comes out. It's fucking... This is the only industry, I swear. That pre-order bonus shit should be a fucking... Instead of being like $80 for the limited edition, that shit should be fucking regular price. Like, people who are early adopters should be rewarded with swag for buying on a day of launch. Honestly, like, seriously. Seriously. Like, the t-shirts and the stickers and all of that tchotchke shit should be fucking free. Limited editions should be free for people who buy shit at launch. Because this shit drops so fast, man. What's the everybody who bought games just collectively woke the fuck up and realized that you're getting jerked, that you could save so much money in 30 days, the industry would just fucking implode.
It's true.
You know? So... I don't know what to say about it. Not that Microsoft is caved. So yeah, that's Muramasa, man. That game is really pretty. I don't know what else to say about it. It's really relaxing. Like, if you want to play, if you want a game where you could kind of like sit for an hour or so and listen to some really soothing Japanese music, like, it has that, like, what's a song like that that I could think of? Oh, this is one. This might be it right here. Hold on. Like this. It has this kind of music. You know, like that, like that Japanese-ish, you know? Except yeah. This is kind of a little bit more funky, but it has that, like, Japanese music feel to it. It's really cool, really well put together. From the moment you boot it up, it gives you that like vibe of, yo, this is a you know, Japanese story, kind of like folklore-ish kind of tale, and it's dope. Yeah. Hotline Miami, now that game, I've been playing that. I played through that, and I just couldn't put it down, man. Like, I just was playing the shit nonstop. Like, it was, like, I forgot what it felt like to, like, literally say, oh, damn, my arm hurts. Like, I need to put this shit down because this is not healthy. Like, you know, like, when you want to pass, like, a certain level and you're like, damn, like, I gotta beat this. Like, I'm not gonna, like, not beat this because I know I could do it. I just need to do it. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, that you're in this situation and they put you outside of a building for, like, just about every level and you have to bust through the door and your mission is to just kill everybody for the most part in just about all of the missions, right? And it's, yeah, like, all about how you go about it, you know? Certain things you do will cause people to rush in or not, or how you play it, right? So it's kind of like sometimes you want to bait them to rush in so you could just, like, gun them down as they come in. Sometimes you can't do that because there's multiple doors and into where you are, so you want to kind of position yourself and, you know, what melee weapon do you want to use? Do you want to bust through the door, hit this dude with the door? Like, you could bust through the door, hit this dude with the door, throw your weapon at this dude, punch out this dude, and then, you know, it's like you could do all of these crazy Rambo tactics, Max Payne. And it just becomes this whole puzzle / action puzzle of, like, yo, how am I gonna beat this? Like, you know, what's the best way for me to go about it? It's just so simple and brilliant, you know, like, kind of like how Tetris has, like, it's not complicated, but it's just, it's not trying to do too much, but what it does it really well type of thing. And there's so many levels, and it's like the music is so funky. It gives you no reasons to put it down. You know what I mean? Like, the music is awesome. The sound effects are cool. The action is nonstop. It's like, why wouldn't I play this game? You know, like, what am I gonna play instead of this? You know?
Yeah.
Kind of feeling. And so I just kind of marathoned it and would play it till I had to do something else. Came back to it and beat it, and I still have to go back and get all of these different puzzle pieces to unlock, like, the secret ending, because apparently there's, like, you find these collectibles all throughout the different levels, and towards the end of the game there's a computer you can enter the code into that you piece together, and then it gives you the special ending, or it gives you an ending that tells you more about what the fuck is going on, because the story of the game is really, like, some trippy shit. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, it definitely underpromises and overdelivers, I think, you know, which is awesome. Like, you come in not expecting a lot, right? You come in like, this is a little itty bit game, you know, it's a pixelated indie game, and then by the time you like get into it a few hours in, you're like, oh shit, this shit is, it kind of blows your mind because it's unexpected, right? It's like the little person that punches you really hard in the nuts. Like, I don't even know where that analogy came from, but you know. Yeah, and I think it's better to do that, you know, kind of like shock and surprise you than make all these promises that it doesn't live up to, you know? And I feel like a lot of games, they do that. Like, they present themselves like they're gonna, like, redefine a genre or, you know, tell you be the best interactive story ever, and it never really meets that, you know? Like, I felt like that about Heavy Rain, where it's like, this is gonna do this, and it's gonna do that, and I'm fucking pressing, you know, button prompts. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the promise of the game wasn't lived up to in the execution of the game. And I feel like with Hotline Miami, the promise of the game is delivered. Like, they over-delivered in what the game set out. Like, what they put before you when you start. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I think that's important. And there's something, you know, quality about doing that successfully. And anybody can kind of, like, I don't know, overshoot something. or sell you a fucking wolf ticket. You know, I don't know. That's just my two cents, but so that's pretty much what I've been doing and playing.
So
and
it's a good game then.
Yeah. Oh no, it's one of the best games I've ever played. Like, I think it's one of the best games in terms of just like definitely one of the best game I played this year. I think it's a instant classic. You know what I mean? Just in terms of what it does. And
gave that shit a perfect score.
I think, because I think there's really nothing, like, honestly, the things that are wrong with the game aren't really, some of them can be argued against, like, the AI in the game, like, the AI, the enemies run patterns, but they don't always run patterns, like, sometimes the pattern is randomized, and, which is good, like, because even though the enemies run patterns for the most part, the level design is placed in a way where even if they're in a pattern, you're still fucked if you don't have a good strategy, you know? And even if you run your same strategy twice, you probably won't even have the same outcome because it's just enough random in there to throw off exactly how you thought it was going to get played out, you know? Because of the physics and stuff, like, you could punch an enemy and the gun can fly to the left of them or the right of them. You know what I mean? Even though the enemy is walking up and down the same way, just that randomness, which is, you know, not absurd because if you hit somebody, the gun might fall this side or that side of them. That can literally throw off the things that you plan to do afterwards where every second counts. So I feel like there's just enough randomness to make subsequent playthroughs really fun, you know? And then there's the scoring and trying to get A-plus grades for doing it fast, and it rewards you for kind of just jumping in there and improvising and all of that stuff. I think it surprised me enough to get a perfect score. Like, even before the surprises, I was like, yo, this game does everything it says it's going to do as good as it probably can be done, you know?
Mm.
And then on top of that, it throws you random stuff throughout the game where you're like, oh shit, I can't believe they just did this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I kept saying that over and over because they kept throwing up unexpected things that I was like, it's really cool that they did this. Like, yo, you know, and you're like giggling to yourself. Like, I giggle to myself a lot. And that just doesn't happen a lot in games, you know? Like, I feel like a lot of games are way more rinse and repeat and stuff like that. And I don't know. I feel like moment to moment, the enjoyment I got out of that is way more than 90%, 98% of the games that I play, you know? Just definitely. Way higher. It doesn't need the fancy graphics to do it. You know, it's kind of like the pack. Like, I put the fun factor on a Pac-Man-ish level where the simplicity of it works. You know, it just works. Like, they know what they wanted to do and it just does it so well, kind of thing.
So, is it not cross-buy?
Yeah, it's cross-buy. You get the PS3 version. If you buy the Vita version and vice versa.
Is that a definite now?
What? Yeah, because when I bought the Vita version, I got the PS3 version downloaded.
This game's £6.49. I'll buy this shit going off your recommendation. I mean, how can I not?
I think my review makes it sound like, oh shit, I think, you know, if you suck at video games, you might get pissed off. But
yeah, obviously,
if you suck at video games, you suck at video games. You know what I mean? Like, it's a game. You know what I'm saying? It's a game that is played. It's not a graphic novel, or it has a story, and the story is batshit crazy. But it's a game first and foremost, you know, and I think that's one of the things I find refreshing about it, right? It's not like, a story masquerading as a game, you know? And I feel like there's way too much of that shit where the mechanics take a backseat to the story. And I really feel like, and I don't know if it's maybe just where I'm at right now, but I kind of just feel like I play games to play games. Like, I cut on a game to play it. I don't cut on a game to read it, and I don't cut on a game to sit and listen to it. I don't dislike stories, of course, but I just feel like if I had to, like, lay out my priorities and what a game needs to do, I think that the playing of it has to come, for me, in my personal opinion, is more valuable than the story. And then, like, I would put gameplay, then story, and then, you know, gameplay and sound probably, for me, come before story in almost all cases, because, you know, that's just how I feel about video games as opposed to, like, a movie or a book or a TV show. I feel like, you know, I play games to kind of play it.
Yeah.
You know. So, this game, I feel like, has a good balance of all of that shit, right? It's definitely more game-oriented, and then the sound, I feel, is right there with it in step with the gameplay, and then the story just kind of, like, ties it all together in a nice little bow to where it's like, okay, like, Most times you're doing shit in a game and you really don't give a fuck on why you're doing it. You know, like, in Super Mario Brothers, yeah, you were saving a princess, but then, hopping on Goombas is just fucking some fun shit to do. Like, you know what I mean? It's, there's not, you know, yeah, you're hopping on Goombas, you're hitting on turtles, you're picking up, you know, getting mushrooms. And I feel like the story gives you a reason in Hotline Miami. The story gives you some kind of context for why you're blasting all these fools, but it's not overbearing. It's not like, oh, wait, let me tell you why you're killing these people. You know, I know you only have 20 minutes. Let's spend 10 minutes out of the 20 and me telling you why you gotta kill all these people. It's, you know what I mean? It's probably like, you know what? Out of 20 minutes, maybe you get a minute of why you're killing these people. And I don't know. To me, I don't know if that works. At least for the kind of game it is, right? You know what I mean? It's not like Muramasa probably has way more story, and it works good for that game. It's just, you know, it's well balanced, I guess, is my point. Definitely well balanced.
Well, I've got it downloading.
Oh, really? Now? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be interested to see what you think, you know, given that it's arcadey as hell, you know. But, and, you know, I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, so yeah, I've been doing that, and what have you been playing? I guess we just skipped from
The Last of Us. I've beat The Last of Us 3 times.
Shit.
In 2 weeks.
So, okay, I have a question for you about it. I have a question in regards to the difficulty levels, because I was reading and I was listening to some other podcasts, and I think I was listening to the Weekend Confirmed podcast, and they were talking about how it was somebody who played it on a harder difficulty was saying that normal difficulty doesn't have that kind of, like, you really should play it on the harder difficulties, because
Oh yeah, definitely.
Normal really, like,
I think I actually mentioned that in the forums, that if you play the game on survivor difficulty, that's kind of like how the game is meant to be played. You know, I think Naughty Dog, we're going for the whole survival aspect, so, you know, ammo's limited, you know, you've really got to utilize stealth and everything. That's what survival mode gives you. I mean, because we spoke about it, you know, on that first podcast, and we were saying, the execution of the whole survival thing wasn't really that great, because we never really felt at a disadvantage, because we always seemed to have enough, you know, I'm owing shit to get us through any situation. Whereas on survivor mode, it really, really does put you into that situation where your back is against the wall. You know, you've really got to utilize that stealth. You know, and things like that. I mean, in terms of, I wouldn't say the game was difficult, more difficult because of that. I'd say it was more, it created for a more tense and atmospheric game.
Right.
You know, because I think the part I struggled on most was with the clickers in the game, because obviously if a clicker grabs you, that's it, you know, you're dead pretty much, unless you've got a shiv. And if you're really low on shivs and really low on ammo, and you know, you've got a bunch of clickers, then that shit can get real annoying and quite difficult, you know, to try and, you know, be stealthy and everything, and try to choose like the best route to go, and you know, how just to go about that little section. But in terms of like the other enemies, like the runners, the hunters, things like that, I didn't find them more difficult, just because of the more difficult setting of the the game. If you get my drift, if you know what I mean.
Well, you mean, well, because it's one, you get killed in one hit from anybody anyway, right? So
well.
Regardless of difficulty level,
the
right?
The clickers especially, you get killed in one hit anyway, because they grab you, that's it.
Right, they grab you in this animation.
Yeah. Well, obviously, because ammo and, you know, supplies and everything are really at a minimum on the harder difficulties, it makes it a lot more tense, you know, to get through them sections when you can get overrun by enemies. But I definitely think if somebody was going to play the game again, then definitely play it again on Survivor, because I think that's probably the true Last of Us experience that you're going to get.
Yeah, and they really should have said that. I mean, because like, yeah. I felt when I played through it on normal that I always had tons of weapons and shit. Like, it was never about the weapons. It was always more so, do I feel like taking everybody out, or do I feel like creeping by? Like, what do I want to do? And I'm kind of one of those, I like to kill everybody in on the levels, so...
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, if you think about you know, moving towards like the end of the game, and you're like, in that tunnel, and you've got all like the infected, you've got, you know, runners, you've got bloaters, you've got clickers. You know, when I first played the game on normal, I went through that section just blasting everybody. But then when I was playing on Survivor, I literally had to go through that whole section in stealth mode.
Right.
You know, take everybody out silently, just because I had no ammo.
Right.
Yeah, which was no ammo. I may have had like a couple of bullets in each gun, which really isn't going to make a big difference, because obviously it takes more hits to take out the enemies, you know, and especially the bloaters, you ain't getting nowhere with them. So I literally... those end sections, I had to do it all in stealth. You know, so it does make for a more, you know, tense and creepy sort of game, but you definitely feel like this is what I've got to do to survive.
Right.
So
I'll play it again at some point.
Mode.
When it goes on clearance, I'll definitely pick it up for $9 and play through it on hard again or something, or maybe, you know.
I mean, I think, you know, in terms of the game overall now, like I said, I've played it 3 times. I do think it's a fantastic game, and I think up until this point, it probably is my game of the year.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd say I prefer this over the Uncharted series, though. You know, I think the fun factor in Uncharted is a bit higher than The Last of Us.
Yeah.
You know, it's there's more fun factor, you know, it's a lot more light-hearted, you know.
Right.
I think playing through The Last of Us 3 times in 2 weeks, you know, it really started to drain me emotionally.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I had more fun playing Hotline Miami than I did have playing Last of Us, for sure. Like, hands down, no contest. Like, if I had to pick, if I had to be stuck on an island with those two games, I would pick Hotline Miami. I think in 9 out of 10 situations, I'd pick that game over Last of Us. For sure. In terms of just straight up, like, what's more fun to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, like I said, it's still an absolutely dope game. I mean, I've got my money's worth out of it, and I'm still going through it, getting the trophies anyway, so, you know, there's still a lot more for me to do on it. So, yeah, I've been playing that. I started playing the Final Fantasy 14 beta yesterday, I think it was. I started playing it. That game looks like it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
So, what is it?
It's basically Final Fantasy, but an online MMO. You know? So, obviously, when the game gets released, it's going to be a paid subscription to it every month. I'm not too sure yet whether or not I want to pay the subscription fee.
Right.
I'm glad I got into the beta, so I can, obviously, you know, give it a proper workout before, you know, I'll start putting money down on it. But yeah, it's, you know, I've not played that much. I've probably played like a couple of hours of it yesterday, you know, testing the waters. Graphically and technically, it's not great on PS3. This is PS3 and PC, and it has got cross-play between the two. You know, graphically, it doesn't look good. I mean, you can't compare Final Fantasy 14 MMO to Final Fantasy 13 as, you know, an exclusive console game, you know, in terms of graphics. I mean, the game looks good, but it ain't up there with the standalone titles. And technically as well, you know, there is some frame issues for it. But, you know, it's a beta at the end of the day. Maybe things like that get ironed out. Maybe they won't, but we'll see. But Mad Dragon's also in the beta. Shooter was in the beta, but he said he fell asleep whilst he was playing it, so I doubt he'll be on it anytime soon.
And that says a lot, because he likes RPGs, and he played the DC Online beta, so if he said that should make him fall asleep, he's probably like, that's just lame.
Talon's in it as well, so hopefully if we can all, like, you know, buddy up and play a bit of it, you know.
Somebody should stream that shit.
I wanted to, but I'm not sure if, you know, I should.
Why? Oh, because it's a beta, right.
Yeah.
Ha-ha. Yeah.
So, unfortunately, right. It's one of them things. But yeah, I'm going to, I think the game officially comes out around the end of August, so I think the beta's is going to be going on for a good few weeks yet, so the more I play it, the more I can, you know, give me opinions on it. I've been playing some, what else have I been playing? I've been playing some games on PC, Diablo 3, I've been playing, really enjoy that game, I can't wait for that to drop on PS4, definitely. Playing Dark Souls earlier on. I bought Donkey Kong Country Returns on 3DS a couple of days ago, so I've been playing some of that on 3DS. Really, really enjoying that game. I never actually played it, you know, when it came out on the Wii, but it's a fucking solid platformer, you know, and it looks great on the 3DS as well. And because I got that, I actually got a free copy of the new Animal Crossing game that I've been, you know, fiddling with a bit, which seems like a really addictive game as well on 3DS, so I'm looking forward to playing more of that. And I think that's about it for the games I've been playing. Did you play Donkey Kong on the Wii?
Yeah, I almost beat it, and then I just lost interest and stopped playing it. I think that's because I lost interest in the Wii in general. The game on the Wii was great. I actually had put up some videos, I think still on YouTube, just streaming it. Well, I wasn't streaming it at the time, I was just capturing it. the game is fun, you know, but it had those weird, it had some weird motion controls on the Wii version where you had to shake the controller till they do the ground stomp, the ground pound thing, and to roll, I think you also had to do some weird waggle stuff, but for the most part, it was a great platformer. I think it just didn't have the... It wasn't as refined as I would say, like, a Rayman Origins. And I think I just kind of got a little bit tired of it as I progressed through it. But it's definitely a fun side-scrolling platformer, you know?
Yeah.
I think some of the... I don't think there were bosses or anything like that that I can remember that were fun. I think Rayman kind of still had that to mix it up, you know? It had the side-scrolling shoot, fly, swim levels, and then it also had the bosses. And I think that that was something that that game, I don't remember being there, that it just felt like I was always going from left to right, and then there was the getting shot in the barrel parts, and I don't know. It was cool, though. They did some cool things with, like, the silhouette levels and stuff like that that were really cool on the Wii, and it was one of the better-looking Wii games.
It looks great on 3DS.
Yeah.
The 3D's really nice. So.
But yeah, that's a good... It's a good game, you know? Definitely well put together. I just don't know if anybody gives a shit, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think that game needs bosses.
Well, they're bringing out the new one on Wii U, aren't they, I think, at the end of the year?
Oh, are they?
Tropical...
Oh, Storm, yeah, or some the Tropical Freeze.
Yeah.
The snow cones.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that in HD on the Wii U. Seeing what that's like.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm just going to wait till 2014 to get a Wii U, because none of the shit I want is going to come out this year. You know, like, no Bayonetta, no really Mario Galaxy Mario game. And I mean, when I do get it, it's going to be fun, you know. I definitely want to play that Wind Waker game, and
yeah, definitely. You
know, so I know I'm going to get it. It's just like there's really no reason now, and I might as well wait. The price is only going to get lower, so I'm sure a desperation move is going to happen once the PS3 and Xbox One comes out.
Yeah.
This isn't... It's gonna happen. I feel sorry for Nintendo, man. What happened?
I just think they've only got themselves to blame. I think, to be quite honest, I think in terms of the Wii U, I think they just tried to replicate the same shit they did with the Wii, you know? With the Wii, they didn't do what Sony and Microsoft were doing. They didn't do HD console, you know, they had the waggle shit, and it sold like hotcakes. Mm-hmm. And I think they just tried to replicate that with a Wii U by saying, oh yeah, we're not going to be the most powerful console, but our shit's got a tablet controller.
Right, we got a screen! You like iPads, don't you?
Yeah, and it's just not worth
it. And everybody was like, no, you know, that's why I got an iPad already. The people who were interested in the iPad screen had an iPad.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think that, you know, the first party titles are going to be great, the Mario's, the Zelda's, but you know, they need the third party as well. And you know, how many people are really, you know, supporting the Wii U at this point? I mean, okay, Platinum Games are doing Bayonetta 2, but you know, is that game really, really going to sell that well on Wii U, where Platinum Games want to continue to support the system?
Right.
You know, and maybe put, like, a Vanquish 2 on there, you know? So, I don't know. I think, in terms of them kind of people, I think it's just going to be a struggle. And I think from what the Xbox One and the PS4 is capable of in terms of the social interaction, you know, that the Wii U can't really do on that level. I think, again, it's just...
they're fucked.
Yeah, it's just another disadvantage.
Yeah, and I think this time they're not fooling the real disadvantage, too, on top of that, is that this time they can't fool third parties into taking leaving the initial leap with them, because at least when the Wii came out before, once, you know, the system dropped, they got a bunch of third-party games on there, you know. Yeah. And then it wasn't until, like, maybe the second, third game in, third parties were like, wait, we ain't selling. Like, we, you know, the system is in every household, but nobody's buying these games. Like, the Wii got some great games from third parties, and on the first go-around, and then after that, it was like crickets. Like, you know, you got your Resident Evil 4 Wii editions, and Sin and Punishment 2, and all of these games that were pretty cool, and then nothing. Like, Muramasa's, right? You got all of those games, and then
exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I think with Nintendo... I just wish they'd come out and say, you know what? We're releasing a console that is really, you know, a graphical powerhouse. Gonna have all your favorite games on it. You know, the online is going to be top notch. You know, the whole social networking thing of the online system. You know, put it in there. It's like, why are they so hell bent on wanting to, you know, stay behind the times? Mm-hmm. I just, like I say, fair enough, it works on the Wii, but, you know, is lightning going to strike twice? I very much doubt it.
Right. And that's what, you know, that's why they're in this shit they're in.
Exactly. Everybody's excited about the PS4 and the Xbox One. Ain't nobody I know or I've seen or heard online, nobody's excited about the Wii U.
Because I think at the end of the day, everybody who bought a Wii, at the end of the experience, came away from it like, that was a cool little game. Like, everyone acknowledges the shelf life of it wasn't a forever thing. It wasn't a, you know what I mean? It's kind of like one of those things where you kind of at some point realize that you're not going to like fuck with it for like that long. Like, you know, okay, yeah, I got my kicks out of this, and you could throw it in the corner and you're cool with it. Like, that's what the Wii is. Like, you know, you didn't spend that much money on it, so you don't really feel bad about it. And, you know, you played your Wii Tennis, you played your Wii Golf, and you got your kicks out of it with your friends, and you showed it to your friends, and you looked cool for a little while. And you're not mad, because you're like, okay, I didn't really spend a lot on it. I spent $200. Whoa. You know?
Yeah.
So, I think that people are cool with that, and they're, you know, not necessarily... in this economic climate, Trump feeling like doing that again, you know?
Mm.
They're like, I got a Wii, you know, like, I got my Mario fix. This doesn't have that next Wii Sports thing, so what is the reason? Like,
exactly.
What's the reason? If they came out with something better than Mario Galaxy to say, bam, that might do it. But they haven't, you know? Like, they should have had Super Smash Bros. Brawl at launch. They should have had the new Smash Bros. At launch. You know? Because that has enough fan service to get people to say, yo. And the promise of them having online, even though it wouldn't have worked out, would have been enough to people to say, well, okay, they got me, you know, this might work this time, you know? But... I read this thing on NeoGAF that was, they were talking about how none of the people who worked on Super Smash Bros. Brawl had worked on a Smash Bros. Game before.
Wow.
I mean, and that game wasn't bad considering, so it's kind of funny. I think now in this new game they're going to have like Smash Bros. Vets and working on it and all that, so it should be interesting to see how that goes down.
Yeah, we'll see. But, I mean, like I said, I'm looking forward to, you know, the new Mario game, the Wind Waker HD, and obviously Mario Kart and Super Smash Brothers. But you know, they need to get some more exclusive titles on there as well. You know, bring back the Fatal Frame series. Well, I mean, what the fuck's going on with that? You know, it's like the Fatal Frame series, like survival, is pure survival horror. They released Fatal Frame 4 exclusively in Japan on the Wii. They never brought it over to the West. They re-released, or they remade the Fatal Frame 2,
right,
and brought that to Europe and not the US. Bring back that series proper, you know. They need to make a new game.
They need to just make some really crazy, wacky shit. They need to go crazy with it. This playing a safe shit is not working out for them. They need to do some crazy shit with Mario, you know. Some crazy Mario hang gliding game or something, you know, Mario plane race or some shit, like Snoopy's air race. You know, they need to do some shit that's like different and new, and even with their IPs, like they need to just fucking, you know, come with it.
Yeah. Ooh, Muramasa's just been shit.
Yeah, that game's dope.
But it's going to be a while before I get that because it's being imported.
You'll see my review. You know,
Muramasa and Dragon's Crown haven't even got release dates in the UK.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
I mean, you know, and they have that whole stuff about with Atlus where they might not even be around. They're going through their drama. They're trying to potentially sell the company or to not go into bankruptcy, or they might go into bankruptcy anyway. There's some crazy shit going on with them.
This shit seems to always happen surrounding games that are being published by Atlus. You know, if they're being published by Atlus in the States, then there always seems to be problems then about getting the shit to Europe. I mean, because Demon Souls, I think that was published by Atlus in the States, and it took nigh on a year to get to the UK. Persona 4 Golden, same thing. Persona 4 Arena.
They don't have a good Europe connect.
You know, so whenever I see Atlus attached to anything I'm interested in, I start to worry.
Yeah, because they don't really do good global launches or whatever.
So
yeah, because Blaze Blue was the same thing. They published Blaze Blue, and that came out way later in Europe.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about Blaze Blue for the most part in Persona. And, you know, because the new Blaze Blue is supposed to come out later this year in Japan. Chrono Phantasma. And I'm like, damn, I really want that on Vita too, you know? And that's not even announced. I'm hoping Tokyo Game Show. And
so,
Persona 5, people are buzzing about that potentially coming out for the new consoles. And with all this happening, who knows what's gonna go down? It might Persona 4 to Golden might be the swan song.
Yeah, but it's looking like I'm gonna have to fucking import Dragon's Crown as well. But, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Play these Vita games.
Well, it's region free, so might as well take advantage of it.
Oh yeah. I don't think we've had a podcast since Microsoft went back on all the shit they said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about DRM and shit. What do you make of that?
I'm glad they did it. I'm actually glad they did it. Because I feel like, despite the obvious, despite the fact that it's obviously because they had no choice, you know, it's like sink or swim, that the more pressure that they put on Sony, the better for the customer. Like, you know, I feel like, at the end of the day, we the consumer wins if there's a more hot battle. Like, if they're both really fighting hard, then we win because they have that competition. And if one is just destroying the other, like, they don't have to be, they only have to do enough to keep a lead, you know what I mean? So I feel like if they're both really trying real hard, we're gonna get more features, we're gonna get more exclusives, we're gonna get them fighting, you know, we're gonna be the beneficiaries of that competition and the price, you know, competition. So
yeah,
I think it's good. I'm glad they did it, you know. It doesn't matter to me now, you know, because the launch lineup on PS3 is definitely better, in my opinion. And I don't know. This, yeah, I guess it's better. Yeah, well, it's not that much better, but
it's more appealing.
Yeah, the system itself is more appealing to me. You know, let me say that the system itself and what they're promising is more appealing to me, and it's cheaper. So it's like, it's cheaper, and it's gonna not have all that TV bullshit I'm not interested in. It's gonna have, you know, yeah, it's gonna look better and play Killzone, which I love, and it's gonna have that Vita functionality that, you know, I'm a very big, I don't wanna say fan, but I like the Vita a lot. I think it's a great device, great game device. So, you know, I think I'm reaching Game Boy levels of enthusiasm about the system on a whole. And now the Game Boy was huge for me. Like, that was a system that I took that shit everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, back in the days as a little kid, like, I had to, you know, convince. I remember talking to my father about, like, he asked me, what do I want for my birthday? And I was like, I want a Game Boy. And he was like, I think he was like, how much is it? And I was like, $100. And he was like, no, you can't get that. He's like, what, $100? He's like, you might have to wait till Christmas. And I was like, oh. But I got it anyway. And that shit was the best, man. Like, and it's crazy how the Game Boy was that expensive back then, right? And
yeah,
look at what we're getting now for like a little over double. But that was the system, man. Like, portable everything on there. Portable Metroid, portable Gargoyle's Quest, portable all that shit. And I feel like with this system, I feel that same sense of like affinity for the product. Like, it delivers, you know, fun games wherever the fuck I want to sit. You know what I mean? Like, so the fact of the PS4 having that interconnectivity to me is, I'm very curious about if that's gonna like be a flop or not. I'd love to play Killzone on my couch. I'd love to stream all of those PSN games on my couch. Like, it's a fucking shame I won't be able to do it on Vita natively, like, you know, Afterburner, but fuck, on my couch, I'll take it, you know? Like,
yeah,
I'll still take it. Like, awesome, you know, give it to me. So,
Infamous game on Vita.
Yeah, playing all that shit, you know? One thing I did realize that might be really cool, but it's probably not going to be a feature because of, well, you know, we're not that great. I don't expect too much, rather. Is like, if you have a PS3 or Xbox One, and let's say, you know, somebody in your house wants to watch Netflix and you want to stream a game to your Vita, like, being able to do both would be the shit. Like, that's, if Xbox could have said, yo, we do that, that's our multi-TV solution, they would have won. Because honestly, I couldn't argue against that, because I think everybody's been in a situation where someone in their house wants to stream Netflix or Hulu or whatever the fuck, and you want to play a game, but there's only one device to do both of those things on the main TV. And if, you know, if someone could watch Netflix and you could still stream that PSN game or PS3 game to your Vita, would be sick. I mean, for Xbox One, I don't know how else they could do that, because they don't have a portable, but I don't know. I was thinking about that. That would be the ultimate in Tefera's home, owning the living room. I think if Sony can do that, they can own the living room. You know? Because your fucking girl can watch Glee and you could, on your PS4, and you could still sit there and fucking play Infamous, you know? On your Vita. Like, everybody's happy. You don't want to watch that shit anyway. You know what I mean? I want to watch that shit. But I still have to sit down there, sit in that area. That would be a win. That's like my... That's what I want. That's never going to happen, though. You know, 8 gigs of RAM should be able to do it, but it's not going to happen.
That's on your wish list.
Yeah. The other thing I was thinking of how stupid Nintendo is that... You know what makes Nintendo look even more stupid than, you know... is that they have a 3DS. Why didn't they just, instead of doing that whole, like, Wii U tablet, why didn't they just make 3DS the Wii U tablet? Right? Like, what do you need a Wii U tablet for when you have a 3DS? Like, if you have a 3DS and you have a Wii U, you should be able to do all of that touch, second screen shit anyway. Right? And if you have a 3DS XL, I mean, shit, like, the screen is big, so why not, you know? I'm sure that the processor in a 3DS is better than the processor in the Wii U tablet, right?
I guess.
I mean, I don't know. That just boggles my mind why they went that route. I don't know. I think they're probably in hindsight. They're like, damn, why did we do that?
Hindsight is a wonderful thing.
Hindsight, right? Hindsight is a motherfucker. For sure. Don't live in that world too long.
Hell no.
So I don't know. It'll be interesting, though. I know I'm spending a lot of money this holiday season, dude. It's kind of crazy. And a lot of it is on Vita, which is bugged out. And, you know, we'll see how that goes with all the new systems and stuff. And
as long as that Killzone game doesn't suck.
Everyone who's played it said it's awesome. You know, we'll see. I mean, shit, you'd have to think by the third or fourth game, they'd have to fucking be able to... You know, like, how many games does it take to get some shit right? How many tries do you need to, like, nail it? That's, like, things that just... questions that we all ask ourselves.
But you know, I hope Sony really does give Vita a push at Gamescom, and I hope they do announce some, you know, big, like, AAA games, like Infamous on Vita, like native, like Infamous on Vita. That's what I want. New Uncharted game. You know? That's kind of shit I want. Hope for.
It's the kind of shit I want.
But you know, we'll see.
We shall. So, I don't know. I think that's our show for today.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll be back. Hopefully, some stuff talk comes out for us to talk about. Or news, or somebody's gonna say, somebody needs to say something real stupid this week coming. You know? That's what we need. We need somebody to come out and just say something real stupid. So, yeah, I think it's gonna get interesting, though, because I think Xbox is in a corner and they're gonna, like, really try to come out swinging. Because I've heard rumors that they're going to drop their publisher fees for indies. Well, they're going to make allow indies to self-publish, and they're going to announce some stuff too. So, it, you know, shit can get interesting. Shit can get interesting. So we'll see. We shall see. So that's it for today, folks. Check us out on BrooklynKing.com, Twitter, I guess I'm at BrooklynKnight1, and you are what, at Scatino?
At Scatino1.
At Scatino?
As in the numerical one.
As in the numerical, and BrooklynKing.com, and we are out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, love, love, love. Yo. Raised in Flatbush, born in Brooklyn. The Beast Coast with us, catch ghosts when flows with us like Cobra. So liver, I strode the blocks, no chauffeur. Coast to coast, the same shit. I'm that focused. Hold up, Brooklyn lights, that front toes, how we roll up. Fuck you, double trying to bless, but when no fuss thrown on aroma, sour diesel. Higher than my ego, she know. Hold no bitch closer than my peso.
Left it all purple strong, sour diesel be the fuel for all my Brooklyn lords. My Brooklyn lords, you think we smoking strong? You think it's lame? I'm going hard. Living large, watch out for coppers, you know they making noise. Flappers grown, break the run, stop since we rocked up by my boys. Jaja knows, been out the matrices like a snotty nose. Switching flows like a Brooklyn nigga, only spoke too dope. I'm counting my pesos and let my brain grow. Watch out for my angels, cause they feel my halo. Know how they hate those, it's cause we clean on the block. Living dreams on the clock, keep the so we lean in the spot. The Beach Coast, we better than most folks. And no hope for niggas that be testing our brain growth. You get smoke like my herbal shut out. But to the sun chow, can't walk a mile in some of my shoes, cause we running Brookline. You get it? We bringing change. Motherfuck your damn fame. I don't need your damn approval. God done clear my name. You niggas fucking students. We the masters of this game. So take a seat, nigga, and let a God teach, nigga. No one appropriates with you, but watch up for soul killers. Elevate your mind and don't listen to no sinners.
No sinners, no friend of me. Spray them, they all enemies. Sight, grip your life, don't get the grip. Just fist fight, knuckle up. Fuck having and scrapping. Niggas ain't tough enough for the buses love. Then show up for the love, that's why you can't fuck with us. I remember them hoop dreams. Thought I was the one like High King. Jump shot me, till the nigga hit a pot steam. Then the nigga drop rock like a fiend. That two train to the last stop. That mad block, mad shots. Ten partner bleeding up, pop, pop with a blood clot.
Hey, ten boys, world's fair. Zombies, pro era. ASAP, New York, New York, that's where it's at, where it's at, eh? We the new New York, better protect your neck. When you looking at the guards, take another step back. Cause we so in, why niggas is boring, see me touring. A nigga been chosen to elevate those men till we go thick. And cut my cheddar stack to court, cause my bitch, she want a horse. But I might just say for fuck it and go cop this chick a Porsche. My mama want a crib, I said my motherfucker called. You done raise a fucking demon child, really paid your cause. Your cause is paid till we said squeeze lemonades. What the fuck I'm gon' say? And I be chillin' with my villains, plotting on the fuckin' milling and blowin' on the loud till a nigga took the ceiling, That's the end of the song. A nigga know me, can't do no wrong. Body your tracks, your bitch in the